This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hell yeah.
But remember now, this is one of my confusing mashups.
Yeah, I guess rage going.
And give it a second, though, when it kicks in, because you're going to want to hate it, but you're going to secretly love it forever.
This is Colonel Angus music.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's good. Wow, wow.
Liquor store around the corner.
Boy said it wasn't in the juice, but I really ain't wanna nut bust like I had last week. Gonna do it, but it takes me, but Lord. What? Send in the trumpet.
God, man, that's good. What happened to Lou Bega?
Bega?
Lou Bega.
It's like sure. Bodega. Lou Bega. At the bodega.
It's that bagel. I don't know what a bodega is, but I hear it a lot. I feel like I should know
something
what it is.
Something up north.
Yeah.
Like in Jersey or something.
Of what? A bodega?
It must be a New York thing, because...
I don't know.
Yeah.
People that live in New York or from New York like to remind you, like, you know, New York is a separate thing.
Yeah, from the old country.
Like the Californians bit on SNL? I don't know the bit. Oh, it's funny, though.
The Californians.
Like, I don't know the roads in California.
Oh, I know Mulholland Drive. Mainly because that was a movie, and when I went there, I was like, oh, wow, I've been to this movie. What? Yeah. Well, it's the same thing.
PCH.
Yeah, like I hear about that one. And
that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
Pacific Coast.
Well, that might be the only one.
What's the other one?
Well, Sunset Strip. I hear about that one.
Rodeo Drive.
That's that one.
Famous. I took a picture in front of the Beverly Hills sign. Like, major tourist. You know, when I went to Vegas, I did not. Did you pay? Did we go to the sign?
No, they got the little turf right there,
we
right?
Leaving Vegas.
I recall that not.
That must be hard to get to. Well, maybe not because it's popular.
I don't have any photographic evidence of that happening, at least on my end.
Because that's not where we were. We were way at the end.
Well, we were further down by the stratosphere.
The stratopenis.
I'll never go to Vegas, I just realized.
Why? Go to Cherokee.
What's all I'm saying? Like, there's no need to... Like, what would you go for? A casino? A show?
Yeah, generally.
But it would be like a magic show, right?
Magic show or, like, one of your favorite pop stars has got a...
Yeah. We got buffets here. I mean...
Mambo number
five.
There's
a lot of stuff. Like, if you wanted to go see things around there.
I know somebody that was moving out there. I'm like, why?
Oh, God.
You don't even have grass out there, right?
No, and it's so hot.
Your front yard's like rocks and trees.
Yes. Like salt and not salt, sand and everything.
It's hot there 24 hours a day, though. And but it's really bizarre because when I stayed there, it was like you're in the hotel all the time. Yeah. And just going out at night, it's...
You ever think about that when it comes to like places like that, or take the opposite of it? Think of like Green Bay, Wisconsin, where it's, you know, I mean, they have obviously summer and spring, but it's a lot colder there than it is here. And then so building things throughout the whole year up there, like working outside all year long, whether it be the hot of Arizona or the cold of Wisconsin.
I didn't even think about that.
Like we got it right here. I mean, I prefer the warm come a little faster now because I'm getting sick and damn tired of my back seat filling with jackets and hoodies.
Well, tomorrow's going to be great.
Because I can't wait to just wear less clothes
in the morning and then plumb hot in the afternoon.
You know what's really weird is tomorrow's supposed to be around 74. Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday you drop 20 degrees. I'm like, what are we doing?
That's how we get colds.
What are you doing to us, Perella?
Well, that's how the you already got like plants and stuff blooming, and then all of a sudden they're like when I was at the state park, I was like looking at the trees, and I'm like, so crazy. A bunch of them are red and yellow over here, like fall, and then you got a bunch of evergreens over here, just like beautiful. Like they're even like, what the hell, man? What are we doing here?
Don't tease us.
Bears are like, hibernate or nah.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here, guys? Usually it's that first Punks and Tony Phil. What are you saying?
Because you know the Bears.
What did he say, by the way? Did he say?
He said more winter.
Okay. Right. All right.
Yeah. No.
But Beauregard, I think, said early spring.
More weeks.
Who do you trust more? This is like Fox Star and Shadow, CNBC. Back in.
Probably Beauregard because he's closer to us. But okay. Staten Island Chuck, I think, has a better record.
Beauregard sounds like an old school Southern name.
Generally, it's after
the plantation.
April 15th is the date where you can plant things.
Tax day. April 15th, really?
Yeah, I always heard that.
Huh.
Is
that still tax day?
I don't know.
That changed back after COVID. Then they give you like two extra days. It's like the tariffs. They just keep extending, and then they go back, and then they keep extending, and then they go back.
It's just the frost at night. You don't want frost on your ear.
Do I still have to cough into my elbow?
Nope.
Always.
But it's like you can't predict all the weather now. It's just impossible.
No, you can't.
Yeah, so you don't want to seed any lawns or anything because you may get rain and you may get some frost.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. This totally out of the weather, great weather conversation.
So boring, sorry.
Why do old people sit around and talk about the weather?
You but, just I mean, don't have too much fun on a Saturday because you know it's going to change.
This coming?
Yeah,
oh, tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. God, today's Friday.
It Yay. Is. It's Friday.
Thank God.
So... And I'm not of this, I respect anybody who makes it to a certain level, whether I like it or not. I do. And mean that doesn't mean anything. But I'm not what you would call a big fan of the band Ghost. But I like some of their stuff. And I know that like their fan base that shares fan base with us got real mad at them.
Yeah, they don't like to play in the rain, right? Is that what it was?
At the Simpsonville show, yeah.
Well, because they didn't, their stage show wouldn't work in the rain.
They didn't want to play in the rain. And so I'm now wondering if they're trolling their fans in a weird way. Because they now, you know how like Dave Chappelle, and a bunch of comedians do it. It's not just like leave your cell phone in your pocket. They give you one of those bags. I guess it's like a Faraday cage for your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to put it in it. And so some of the like comedy clubs, you would have to physically give them your phone like it's a coat check. But these things, you put your phone in it and zip it up and you keep it on your person or whatever, your clear pocketbook.
Why do they do that?
On their next tour, they're invoking that. You cannot have your cell phones out anymore.
You know what? As an artist, I would say, I'm going to do my stuff. And if you record it and ruin it for everybody else... That's on them.
I wonder what it is. Is it more or less of, because I haven't in a long time, but like especially during COVID and you know, mentioning that, I've watched like a lot of YouTube concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Like on the big TV with the sound on. I was like, I mean, it's not fully immersive, but like, this is pretty cool. I wonder if it's that or if it's, because I've never been a, I've been on stages before. Yeah. I've been drug off of them as well. Yeah, I've been on drugs on them.
You've lost your pants. High five, Paige.
Birthday bash 12. But nevertheless, in the rain, too.
I remember that. I was wearing clothes.
Is it that distracting to if you're there? Because that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they want you to be in the moment, I guess. Oh, and they're God. More of an artist that, you know, and James Taylor's the same way.
I think. If you, like, here's the way I see it. If you paid, and concert ticket prices now are just absurd. They're worse than eggs.
They're impossible to buy unless you saved up or wanted
or have a special code or whatever. But then if you paid, let's say $100, I mean, I feel like most concert tickets are $100 now. And if you pay that, I don't give a damn what you're doing with your phone. No. I really don't.
I kind of like it when they ask you to get your phones out and you can see that the whole place is illuminated.
The Bray Wyatt thing. Yeah.
God, that's not even good seats, $100 normally.
I mean, yeah, just basically anything. Like Blippi VIP tickets for $79.
God almighty. They want the ego of it. Like, we want you to watch us.
You're so high maintenance.
I didn't want to go.
It was for you.
Like, they're like, well, do you want to be in the pitch with Blippi? I'm like, by God, I paid $79.
I better have
Might have been
Blippi
odd if you did want to go. Like,
no, I was like, no, it's not for my grandson. It's for me. Here, will you hold the child?
That's what I thought.
I'm taking a picture with Blippi.
It's okay, Jared, come on in.
God,
you
bless,
went and ate
man.
Dinner with Blippi.
But what do you think about that? I mean,
I love Blimpy.
No, not Blimpy the sub place. Blimpy's a it's like a Pee Wee Herman, but with blue and orange colors.
I know.
I think it's stupid.
And he teaches
it
you
sucks.
Stuff.
I can understand
about the cell phone thing.
If it's like something quiet, like a ballet where you don't need any distractions and.
Well, I guess at least comedians don't want their material getting out there before they can do it, but.
But that's.
This is dumb.
But that's like. I don't understand that. But I guess I see it from the point of view it's like a movie ending getting out early. Like the story, stand up comedy is story, it's jokes, stories. But then, you know, like. The old thing about music, the way it was, they would give the records away. Elvis was coming to town. They'd send the record reps in, the record reps, and they would give records to not just the DJs, but like the drugstores that would be playing records, like play the Elvis stuff because he's coming to town. And then they're like, God, people will actually pay for this music and come to the concerts.
Sure. Well, wrestling was on TV.
I know.
Pearl Jam used to love their bootlegs.
Yeah. God, Grateful Dead encouraged it, and they made some of their... They're fans like millionaires because they kept all those tapes. And then
you always hear about this with Miranda Lambert. Like, there's always an issue of somebody with a phone at her show. Yeah. It's like, they bought a ticket. You're getting the money. Okay.
I don't, and it shouldn't, it's not like a partnership. Like, I'm not there to, I mean, I will sing along, certainly. I enjoy that when everybody's singing along and stuff. But it's like, no, this is on you to play. And by me buying this ticket here, I feel like I should be... I don't even get a real ticket no more.
No.
I want a ticket of my concert. I got to screen shoot it on my phone and print it out
on
a copier.
If you want a collectible, you have to buy an extra tier.
Oh, yeah. I got to buy that stupid lanyard. God. You look like a douchebag wearing it around. No offense. That's why when you get a backstage pass, you don't hang it around your neck. You put it at the bottom of your pants leg so you don't look like you're trying to show off.
Oh, I hang it around your neck.
I'll hang it around yours and twist it and shove it in your ear. All right. Good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
This, trying to get to a resting heart. What is it called? Resting heart level.
Rate. Right.
Rate. Heart. Resting heart rate. Yeah.
Why? Well, like heart month's over with. Like why?
Well, we. It's like, all right. Enough Black History. Enough heart talk. Let's talk about women's history now and
history,
and other stuff.
I had a doctor tell me I was going to be a cardiac cripple. I'm like, I don't know if you could say that. A,
I don't think you can anymore.
And like B, what the hell does that even mean?
But also, like, I mean, that word.
That's harsh.
It really was.
Like, but, you know, like, that's the weird thing. It's I look at it as like a fad, almost like a fashion trend.
Big
or whatever,
fad?
Where it's like, oh gosh, guys, they keep calling this situation this. It's not so much it's offensive, but we just. I just want to change the word.
You're a fad hag. Always looking for the next one.
Always looking for the next fad. I'm an old hag for a fad, Paige. I'm a fad hag.
He really is.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know what? Just for, you know, posterity's sake here. Crippled. Ugh.
I thought you were a trendsetter instead of a fad hag.
He's about to join the Fad Actors Guild, so I'm not the only one in it.
No!
Me too.
No! I'm going to be in the regular side. I'm going to be in the rag.
Saggy Awards.
Paige cannot be in the Fad Actors Guild.
Why
it's
not?
It's men only.
Oh.
No, it's not. A woman, I mean, what, so she's going to be in 8th SAG? Heavy set actress of America?
SAG.
Because actors and actresses are the same now. That was an old fad. You hag. I mean, for God's sake.
She's in the Hangers Association, which is, you know,
let's call them
careers.
Hangers.
What is a word? What is the thing that the Greeks came up with that means no? And this.
Oh, what is it?
They're not able to do it. That's it. That's it. It's disabled. We're going to go with it.
Oh, is that where that comes from?
Well, I mean, just clearly thinking about conjugation, I would assume.
You know, baseball.
You're not able to be. You're not able. That's what it means. Disabled.
Yeah.
But what did, just breaking down linguistics here, what did, I'm going to look it up. I ain't got to ask. What does crippled mean? And why is it so, like, you know what I think of it more from? Two things. One, a creek nearby.
Yeah.
And two, you know, my grandpa was a Shriner and everything, and I remember all the stuff he had everywhere. You're welcome. Well, he'd get me the nut logs. You know, the,
was
the
he things a Freemason?
He would sell. No, he came account? With a price. But he always had the shirts and everything. He said, there's never, oh, you Shriners out there, help me out. There's nothing better than a man who will bend down and help a crippled child, is what they're like.
Oh, my God, it says that on the shirt?
Yeah. But where did the oh, my God come from? And I'm being like, I'm riding this perennial fence right now of just asking, where did that come from that became an adjective to people?
That's just a word I don't hear much now.
It's severely damaged or malfunctioning.
So let's call them damaged then. I mean, like, there's no word that's going to appease anyone. I mean, it's not like, again, my doctor as a child, and I'm well on the road to my goal of where I want to be in life, at least weight-wise. Not the other ways, but weight-wise, I'm getting there. But, you know, they would say, and never with any explanation, well, you're here for your checkup. And then we'd go sit in his dimly lit office, Dr. Hicks, and he would say, well, Miss Harris is talking to my mama, he's still morbidly obese. And I was like,
she probably smacked him.
Hey, mama. I was a smart kid, believe it or not. And I was like, I know the word morbid. I learned that from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That means like
a good word.
Death.
Ooh.
And they never, I mean, it was like, I was trying to figure out the conjugation of like, what does this mean? Like, Matthew, your mama's going to be in the hospital 2 weeks. Why, Daddy? Female problems, Matthew. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I couldn't Google female problems.
No, no, not then. Heard that one a lot, though.
Daddy, what does that mean? You won't never have another brother or sister, is all I'm going to say, Matthew.
Oh, anyway, I mean, he explained it more than, you know, most people would.
Well, that was a very, but what was it doing? It was, they were not broaching the subject with me, and I, to some of these things, like up into my teens, did not really figure out. I still can't figure out foot doctor from eye doctor.
Yeah, it's...
What? They never called him podiatrist and optologist in my house. It was eye doctor and foot doctor.
Everything had a body part.
Everything was a doctor of parts. So
tarsals,
where does the, like? I'm trying to like carry this this feeling of you Maybe. Know where someone is. Okay, that's a great text. Why did we stop saying handicapped? I don't know.
Maybe that's why the 1P1 stopped coming around, because we called him Cripple H. And
I think someone is lamed is worse.
He thought that was funny, though. He did.
I think somebody told him he should be offended over it, and then he just like decided, well, I don't want to come around anymore.
He always laughed like hell when that would come up.
He did too.
He was missing an appendage, and he's a wrestling fan. And someone one time called him Cripple H, and everyone laughed their balls off.
They really did.
Just go ahead, Paige. Sorry. I'm really trying to like get over a barrier that's like I feel like in life right now with just every situation you get in where you want to talk to people, but then there's like, well, I don't know if that word, like if you can't keep up with who's married and split up in Hollywood, how are you going to keep up with the trends and the fads of words?
Exactly. Yeah,
it would be like he's a morbidly obese man.
I know what it means.
He's crippled because he has a lame leg. Would be terrible.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Be terrible.
Hey, that is great.
It can't jump out that fast.
B.
That is the worst.
You can't say that, right? It sounds worse.
Now, if your doctor told you that, I would just say, I'm going home.
Now, look, I don't want anyone out there, and I'm going to stop and just kill the buzz to say, I don't want anybody out there listening to this thinking there's any making fun of any situation.
I'm not.
We're trying. No, I know you're not, and I'm not, and Fat Boy's not. It's just to try to get to understand life and to figure out how to keep conversations. Everybody wants to talk about. Nobody ever says, oh, I'll call you tomorrow, or, you know, we'll get together soon. It's like, we'll set up, we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, I'm bad about doing that.
We'll have a conversation. It's like, but you're not having a conversation. So, because we're sitting there with these filters and we don't know, and I think that's with a nice, clean heart that we say, I'm going to filter myself because I don't want to offend them. That word, that particular phrase, and I'm not being
which is
harsh,
good. That's
racial crap either.
That's just front of mind that you know you would put it through that filter.
Yeah, I mean, this like we always say, well, you know, you don't cuss around your mom or your grandma or whatever, but it slows down real passionate conversations because we're like, oh man, I know what I want to say here, but I don't know if I can say the way that I say it, and I certainly don't want to offend this person, but there's no Google page or there's no website to go to and say, can I still say this word anymore?
No.
Because no one agrees. Because even in the sorry to cut you off, but in the I see this right now, and don't ask me how, and if you do, I'll tell you why. I have a gay neighbor.
Really?
Yeah.
And
does he have like flowers in his front yard? my God.
Wow. I'm great. Trying to be.
Look, she's killing herself.
My God.
Oh, she drops the lame leg, then she drops that zinger.
She's like grabbing her heart like she's Fred Sanford having a heart attack, laughing at her own joke.
I thought I had a good one, but she immediately trumped mine.
Yeah.
Heard my name.
That hurt.
It's probably listening like, oh no, what is that?
Oh, you think it's a man?
What kind of neighborhood is
that? That's sexist of you to assume that I would only.
Well, when I was over there.
Only a gay man can own a home.
I didn't notice a weight bench in the front yard. I apologize.
That was not a weight bench. That's a setting area for, like, to set by their water feature.
I didn't see any half.
Ass.
I didn't see any half head shaved haircuts.
My God! It's the both of you.
I'm sorry.
No. But you take it back.
Lame leg. I thought we were. That was the worst.
I'm sorry.
Something came up, and the thought was, he doesn't like something that, in his lifestyle community, shines on him.
Come over
in the way that he's not.
For some sugar.
You're acting like he's Uncle Arthur. It's a woman.
Come over for sugar.
There's like Larry from Three's Company. I need to borrow some sugar for my coffee, and I need to borrow some coffee too.
I can't.
She come over and borrow a flannel shirt.
Even in that, where she is a gay woman in a gay female relationship,
yep.
But she has issues within her own community because of, you know, like the Gavin Newsom stuff right now. That's where that kind of goes. Where he's like, I meant Gavin Newsom.
Newsom.
I am shocked by this one. Dude, to my left here.
She dropped a hell of a zinger.
I got my hand on my hip right now.
Text.
And then when I dip in a minute.
Texts are going wild. They really are. Dude, if you text and drive, I'm going
to
kill you.
The point is totally lost now because you had to make me the victim of a homosexual joke.
After she dropped lame leg, by the way.
Surprised you didn't move. Were you going to finish that with in with them?
You better get a haircut and the tool belt, buddy. Or you'll get shown the door.
They're the ones that came over and put that TV stand together. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a total joke.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with our newscast brought to you by Gosling Electric in a very, very serious topic.
When do you go on tour, Paige? Your stand-up show?
Yeah, people want to know.
People want to know they can come see you.
Oh, gosh.
Roast each of us.
The text blowing up.
Dude, I would, you know what? I would be a part of it, but I would also buy a ticket to see Paige roast us.
Oh, my gosh. But I have a serious...
Would you not?
That would be fun.
Like, from that point of view? I'm not trying to set up something that's already, like, sold either. I just think that would just... That would be funny on all ends. With no help either, Paige.
It's a sleep deprivation.
She'd have to write it herself.
Yeah, oh, man.
Ooh. Well, don't sleep before the roast.
Okay, no, don't. I'll be fine. Paige hasn't slept since last Sunday, it's so fun to watch her.
So bad. Well, I have a serious topic to talk about. What Americans feel.
Fear.
Well, no, they have deep feelings for this topic. So there was a study that found that 72% of Americans don't feel that they have enough privacy.
Feel is how deaf people say feel.
Well, privacy is the way they feel when they go to the bathroom.
Are you saying fear?
Feel.
You gotta like give her like a lisp by proxy.
Well, she deserves it for heckling me earlier.
So when they go in the bathroom, they don't have any privacy because they want to stop the gaps. No more gaps in the bathroom. Because people can peek in those gaps.
Yeah.
There is one bathroom.
Oh, you talking about like with the door?
Yeah.
I don't see those as much anymore.
There's one bathroom that I know of that I go to at a place that I work. And you can see everything.
Yeah.
And I never go in that bathroom because people can watch you.
Because you're too busy looking through it.
No, I don't. But I've noticed when I'm washing my hands and you look over to the right, you're like, oh my God, I saw way too much.
That's how you're in there.
That's how you guys in graduating soon?
You look like you need a wax.
You need some, you know, something at your ankles.
Yeah. You need.
Did you just sit on the ground hard?
Do you have Crohn's?
You got hair problems.
Do you need a napkin or anything? They have for free in here.
I can do hard wax, one. Soft wax, whatever you want, I can wax it.
Do you have a raccoon in a leg lock? I can pick that for you.
So, we got permagrant from her, man. It's fun.
did your taint look like that road in Charleston with all the trees on either side?
I can help you.
Let me shave it down for you.
With that, all you got to do is just lay on the thing.
Well, there are endless scam ideas. You could be the armless waxer.
You know? Oh my God!
The associate of the armless fisherman and armless typist.
I've passed that baton on.
Can wax it.
Wax it. Flip it.
Yes. Smack. Okay, so
back to the story.
72% of these people feel like they don't have enough privacy in the stall.
Yeah, it is kind of odd. I also think it's odd that they're the ones that are bricked up, but they still leave about a foot of air above it.
Yeah.
Like if you're in that corner stall in that big bricked up one, and you see them at a lot of places, they should brick it all the way up. I don't want to smell that.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed?
Brick it to the top. Make them suffer. They'll do a courtesy flush if they got to keep all the stank in.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed about my gym is you think you would see more people taking gym selfies. There are more people taking dumps that you cannot get a bathroom. If you go at a certain time.
I never noticed that.
You will not get a bathroom for like an hour and a half.
It's a poop.
And there's only two like toilets. The rest are stalls. But you get always full. Everybody going to crap at the same time.
Huh. Oh, that protein.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm like, they're not taking pictures. They're all taking tons.
Running on the treadmill makes
what a gym you go to.
Loosen up your intestines.
They got Roman baths at them gyms.
They got to pay extra. There's also there's a local grocery store that has these gaps in the doors. So the people that work there that use it will hang toilet paper like real long to cover the gap.
Oh no, toilet paper.
Yeah. But you know the gap is big enough you can grab it on both sides, so I just go yank it down while they're in there.
Also, oh man, dude, don't do that.
They're in there popping one.
7% would also like to add timers to the top of each stall so you can see how long someone's been in there.
That's kind of, well, I mean,
but like for what? Like
I don't know.
If you don't go fast enough, we're going to bump you.
I mean, if you want to take, I've just sat in there and just had to breathe. Not in the smell or anything, but just take a break.
I just in here relaxing.
That's why she's in there.
Just sitting down.
Hello, Lenny. How are you today?
Not that.
How was your happy lunch?
There's a bathroom that I like to go to where there's not a lot of people in there. And I want to get off my feet. Because my feet hurt.
You're just sitting there with the
light. I stay off drugs, but not off the toilet.
So you just sitting on the break. Toilet with your feet behind your head.
I'm gonna go in here and get a little toot. Oh yeah.
Because nobody can find me in there. I'm hiding.
The girl that's talking off
just
for dinner.
To think.
Paige, is there an airplane in there? No, it was me.
Sticks away from people.
So good.
It's the introvert extrovert in me that needs to get away. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. I have gone in there and flushed every single toilet in a row because people are nasty. Just do.
Toilet like with your feet or just like with your
just
hands?
Just go and kick it and flush it.
And a kick and a punch and a kick.
Don't be no turd. What?
50 years old. I'm going to get off my feet and just rip a few.
God, I felt like you're going head first and in the bowl.
Just slinging the doors open, just kicking them.
Oh, sorry, are you still using it?
Yeah. Haven't you been in there enough? You need to leave.
You still working on that?
She's still working on that. She's doing a number three. It's like a one and two at the same time.
You need to go home. Time's up.
Oh, Lord, Paige.
Oh. You know.
Well, I don't know what you did last night.
I just knighted you, Lord Page.
What did I do?
You wild woman today.
She hasn't slept in 7 days. Six, pardon.
I actually had fun yesterday.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you get drilled like a 2x4?
No.
I went to a rest area.
All right. We all need to flush the toilet, wash our hands, and make sure that there aren't.
God bless America. We need to go home early.
Yeah. Don't put your towels on the floor because that pisses me off. You can put it in the toilet. I mean, not the toilet, but you can put it in the garbage can. You can aim. What is wrong with
people? You can flush
them
too, though. What do you mean?
Why do they have to leave toilet paper all over the place and they have to leave the hand towels everywhere?
I know. I thought about that before. I was like, you know,
you can't just
do you keep your house like this? And in likelihood, they probably don't, but. You would think, well, a janitor, someone who's in that, because my dad owned a, much like I had a dildo company, he owned a janitorial company.
Uh-huh.
And
very similar.
Very, very similar. They're both involved in buttocks.
Both had a...
And he would always say, you know, that you'd see that and think, like, what do these people's houses look like at home if the, you know, the bathrooms are all awry? But then I was like, if I was a janitor... And I had to clean up everybody else's crap. I likely might go out in public and wreck bathrooms because I'm kind of pissed at the world.
Yeah.
So you
understand that mentality of that?
Yeah.
He didn't.
Elementary school janitors have to be the worst as far as like what they have to clean up.
Oh my gosh.
Because those kids will just straight up leave underwear like in toilet bowls.
Well, you're still getting the pee forks at that age too.
Yeah.
Well, you're aiming right at it, but for some reason it just arcs a right all over the wall.
Or the. You know, toilet bowl is like a marble rye, or it's just everywhere. Stained up.
Put a ring on my finger, not on the toilet.
Oh.
It's not Aaron Lewis in that toilet bowl. It's a different kind of stain.
No, but it's on the outside, and you're looking in.
You know what today is, and your company probably isn't celebrating this day. I know ours probably isn't. Today is Happy Employee Appreciation Day. Well, there's nobody here.
We're moving it to this Tuesday.
That's Tuesday, so we'll have to wait for it. So,
I like Zingbot over here.
I save it all up for Fridays.
It must have been. I think somebody got to you last night.
Only 19% of people say that their company was planning to do something to thank them or recognize staff members today. Thank you for your service. Everyone. 91% say they appreciate it and might like their boss a little more if they did something today. Thoughtful, caring, and smart were the top words that people use to describe.
We got no bosses today. Not here.
I know we have one who's out of town, and then Mark Hendricks is somewhere as well.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not
probably not good. Well, I know where, but it's probably not. That's probably as bad as breaking somebody's hip, as saying where they went on vacation. Right. Like, you're also alerting them, hey, not at home.
You think you know, don't you?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
The top things people would like to get for Employee Appreciation Day include free food, a nice card, and some cold hard cash.
Screw a card. Give me. I still
feel
that way.
Show me the money.
My mom gave me a birthday card. I look on the back. Because she taught me this. I look on the back, it was $5.99.
Supposed to take it off.
I was like, no, it's on the card. Like, they put it on the card. I was like, I would have preferred this if you wrote everything you wrote on this card, which was a couple sentences, on a $5 bill and gave it to me.
That'd be nice.
What I mean, then people would like get money and say, oh my God, look at this. This guy just bought drugs with the birthday money his mama gave him. Uh-oh. You son of a bitch.
He's got to give it back.
Oh, Lord, Paige.
Mama.
What do you want for your birthday? You want a nickel bag? Get you one.
You get an 8-ball for Christmas.
You need to ask your drunkle for that.
You want a 2-pack of White Owls, man?
I never had a drunkle. We had a drink. All right, thank you, Paige.
Sorry. He had a Rapunkel. He'd crawl up his hair.
His leg hair. Hey, you want to play that clip real quick?
Yeah, hang on.
This thing right here, I'm not going to tell you yet which portion of the FOF line this is going to be on. But this one, it reminds me of the raccoon lady.
To the piece of delivery boy that delivered my last night, you f***ing pizza f***ing dumbass, and f*** you ass. Was cold. My cheese was stuck to the box. Eat sh- and f***ing choke, bitch.
You want to compare real quick?
Oh, wow. Really? You have it that handy?
Maybe.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
Wow.
All night.
Is that like chill version of her, and then the angry angst was maybe the first call?
Or maybe it's like a mother-daughter call. I don't know.
There's some relation there. All right, the FOF line next, 864-241-4318. Yeah.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.